John, is there a difference between chittam and puru?
Yes and no. If you're talking about fundamental nature of mind, mm-hmm. and it would depend on the context. And Thai is wonderfully loose, which is great because it's the point of, in English language, you're always trying to objectify something and you end up getting tangled up in it. Whereas if you've got a little bit looser, then you can get a feel for it.
I wasn't there, and I wouldn't want to second-guess Lumbo Cha, even though I frequently do. I think that's why he said, if there's anything left, just throw it to the dogs. It's like you're making an idea out of that which isn't an idea. One way of looking at it is the puru, the paru, the element of awareness, is a function of citta. So loosely using the language, you could say Dhamma is the fundamental substance or quality, and then the Buddha is the function, or the awareness is a function. So that awakened aware quality is a function of that fundamental nature. Again, using the language very loosely, and Abhidhamma scholars are probably spinning in their funeral urns.
In their little cremation urns.
That would be a way that I would configure that in my own thinking. This is one of my favorite Dhamma books. I fully confess that Nyanamoli's Life of the Buddha and the Sixth Patriarch Sutra are my two favorite Dhamma books. So, apart from the island, of course. No, I said I like this one more than this one.